Okay.
So my first question is, when did your love of books first begin?
I was little. I can always remember reading. I mean, I don't know a specific age, but I can just always remember reading books.
Mm-hmm.
Typical kid, though, you know, when I had free time, if I was bored or something like that, but if Brady Bunch was on, I was going to watch Brady Bunch over reading a book.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Okay, so do you have any authors or books in specific that you would credit your love of books to?
Well, thinking back to my childhood about what books stand out in my memory, mm-hmm. I always loved the Little House books by Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Is that the same as, like, the Little House on the Prairie books, or is that different?
Right.
The same thing? Okay. Yeah, I'm a big fan of those, too. I'm surprised. I don't know they were... I thought they were relatively new.
Oh, no, they... gosh, they're really old. I'm trying to think when that woman wrote them. She wrote them, like, in the 50s or something. Maybe 60s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. So, was working in a bookstore something you always wanted to do, or, like, at what point did you decide that was something you wanted to make your career?
Actually, it was, kind of something that just happened. My kids were finally to the point where they were going to school all day. I'd been a stay-at-home mom for a while, and, I was friends with, Debbie Scheller. Her oldest and my oldest are the same age. And we were just talking one time, and she was talking about how she's opening up a bookstore. And I said, well, if you need, you know, some help working there, I'd like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 10 years ago now, and I've been there ever since.
Oh, wow. That worked out.
Yeah, and it's been great, you know, because as my kids have gotten older, you know, I had more time to work there and help out and that type of thing.
And what is the name of the store?
It's called Unlikely Story Bookstore.
Unlikely Story Bookstore. And that's in Sykesville, Maryland, right?
Right.
So would you have any, like, regular customers? Like, people you recognize?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of regular customers.
How often do they come in, would you say?
I'm going to say some of the people who come to mind that they're at least every 2 weeks.
Okay. So they would, like, come buy a book, read it, come back and buy another one?
Right.
Okay.
Right. Or sometimes they're just there to look around.
Uh-huh. Could you describe your most common customers, like what their age is, what their gender is, and what kind of books they're interested in? Do you have a most popular thing like that, or is it pretty diverse?
As far as what people like to read, it's quite diverse. 'Cause that bookstore carries a little bit of every genre, whether that be fiction, nonfiction, adult, child, and every age in between.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of teens who are interested in reading. I'm gonna guess it's the older person that really comes there to buy for themselves.
Uh-huh.
You know, we get a lot of women who are, you know, in their 20s, 30s, and men too, who tend to be there more so for their children because they don't have as much time to read. But as their children get older, which means they're probably more into like their 40s, they have more time for themselves to read.
Okay. So would you see more male versus female, or is that pretty evenly dispersed?
As far as our customers who just regularly purchase books, I'm going to say it's quite mixed, male and female. However, we have two book clubs, and we do author events and things like that. Those tend to be more women participating than those.
Okay. And you're the manager of this store, correct?
Right.
So what do you like most about managing a bookstore?
I guess it's just being in the know, getting to see all the books come in, and helping be a part of the decision of, you know, these are some really good books to recommend or to get and sell. Also, I do a lot with the merchandising, meaning, you know, putting things on display. I decorate the store window and that kind of thing. That creative aspect is my favorite.
Okay. Do you have any particular challenges you face running the bookstore?
Well, for me, it's the computer thing, because I've also been given the responsibility of working on the store's website. I took over work that was started by somebody else, so I've been here and there tweaking it, making changes, trying to improve it. It's still not where I'd like to be, but part of that also is my technology limitation. I'm still on a big learning curve there. I mean, it's just been within, say, the last 3 or 4 months that I taught myself how to do PowerPoint.
Oh, really?
Right. So
technology, you think, is the biggest challenge for you?
Right.
So you said something about a website. What sorts of, options do you come across on the website, like as a customer?
You mean, like, what's the menu on the website?
Yeah, like, if I went to that website, what would I see?
We have a page, of course, the one page that would include where we are, our address, telephone, that kind of thing, and how to contact us. There's a page there about our events that we have. As I said, we try to do a lot of events, like have authors come in and speak, or we've recently had Penguin Random House Company come in and talk about books. Another page is about our book clubs, and it lists about what books we're currently reading, what books we are going to be reading, and, of course, the schedule for when it meets, because we have two book clubs, a daytime one and a nighttime one. There's also a page there for kids. If we do any kind of special events, story times, etc., we'll advertise it on that page. Then we have more of a staff kind of page where we have the pictures of the staff, some recommendation of books by the staff, and there's also information about the programs we have, like a frequent buyers program, and we also sell used books, so it explains our policy about accepting books and to be used as used books, and then offering the customer credit for the books and how that whole program works.
Okay. What types of books or what genres would you say are, like, the most popular or the best sellers?
Gosh, that's a hard one. Because, you know, I'm mystery. People, a lot of people like mystery.
Yeah. Would you say your best-selling books are similar or different to the types of books that were your bestsellers when the store first opened?
I don't think that's really changed.
You don't think it's changed?
In the last 10 years, I haven't really seen a change in the type of books people like.
Okay. So do you think the growing popularity of television and online websites like Netflix and Hulu and other forms of technology have impacted book sales?
I don't know about movies or TV shows per se, but I do know that things like the Kindle and the Nook, just being able to download books, that's cut into the print business.
Right. Have you noticed that within your store?
Yes. Shortly after we opened, maybe about the same time we even opened, the Kindle and all those were starting to come out and getting very popular.
Uh-huh.
And so that, you know, really cut into our business.
Yeah. My next question kind of goes off that, too. Do you think that people having the ability to download books on personal devices, such as Kindles, has changed the meaning of books?
What do you mean by the meaning of books?
Like, what people think of when they think of books, or, like, the purpose of them?
If it has, I'm going to say it's affected children because they're so technology. They've always had computers in their lives, telephones, Nooks, Kindles. So for them to see a book printed on a computer screen or a tablet screen, it's no big deal to them. It's the older person who hasn't always had a book on a screen who is making the adjustment, whether they like to read on a screen or whether they like to actually hold a book.
Right. Do you personally own a Kindle or anything similar?
No, I don't.
That's good. Kind of go against the whole bookstore.
Well, I get all the books I want, so.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think it's important for books to be a significant part of American culture?
I do. I mean, if you're just reading for information, maybe something technical or instructional.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem with doing it on a tablet or a Kindle or anything. But there's so many books out there that there's illustrations. And just the way they're written, to actually see it in print, you can appreciate its artisticness better.
Uh-huh. Okay, so you said you had authors come in often for book signings and stuff like that?
Right.
Who did you find to be the most memorable?
Oh.
tough question, I guess.
Yeah. I really don't have one that
stood out.
Stands out. Yeah, I mean that these authors are, you know, just people. So that they have a great imagination and can write. And some of them have, you know, nice personalities, and they can really talk and know how to, you know, work with the audience, whereas there's others who, I mean, we've even had an author who was arrogant enough that he wanted a separate room to wait in until it was time for him to be presented.
Wow.
right. But then there's others that just come in and they chat with everybody, and they're, you know, they're just nice and friendly. And there's some who are just really good presenters. And in talking about their things.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you would say that, I started thinking about who's the most recent I've listened to. But that's not to say somebody who spoke 8 years ago isn't
right.
Also really good, too. So I really don't have a specific name for you.
Okay, that's fine. If you could have any author in the world to the store for a book signing, who would that be?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say JoJo Moyes.
Okay.
J-O-J-O, and then last name is M-O-Y-E-S.
Okay, and why is that?
I'm going to say that because I'm really into her book. She's, like, an author that's on the top of my list right now. I look forward to when she brings out another book.
What kind of books does she write?
They're just kind of general fiction, maybe a bit of romance.
Okay.
So, not like, you know, passion kind of romance, but just, you know, maybe like a little tension romance kind of stuff.
Okay. I know what you mean by that. So then, that pretty much wraps it up. Do you have any last minute insight you gained from working in a bookstore you want to share? Or did you, like, have a new appreciation for books after working in a bookstore?
I have an appreciation for the people who write the books. I mean, you can be a good writer.
Uh-huh.
You can have a good imagination. But there's a whole lot of work going into trying to get that book published.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of perseverance and connections and things like that to get a book published. And I commend anybody who really puts themselves out there, because, you know, it's an uphill battle. They're going to be facing rejection. And, you know, people critiquing their work and
yeah.
So, but you know, you gotta have a strong character to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
To be able to have a talent of reading and, or excuse me, a talent of writing and imagination.
Mhm. Okay. Cool. Well, that pretty much wraps it up then.
Okay.
Thank you so much.